Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue, and Sean Stone, arts editor of Metroland, joins us, better known as our arts buddy. Yeah. He's here, and the new Metroland is out. I've already picked one up. Very excited to have a copy in my hand. So you can do that, too, or go to the website metroland.net. Good morning, sir.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Okay. Go pick up a copy.
Go pick up a copy.
Go pick up a copy. And then when you hear how great it is, and then eventually you can go online.
Right. Whatever.
I always enjoy getting these sort of how the sausage is made reports from you.
Maybe I give you the fun version.
I bet you do. Well, good morning. You've been busy, man. You've seen a lot of stuff.
Well, also, you were on vacation.
Right.
I was tied up with things, and now I'm back.
Okay, you're back. I'm back, so we can talk about it. So the movie I want to see, I was all set to see this. I was standing in line getting ready to get my ticket, and I had 2 hours to kill before I had to go pick up my wife. And I said, oh, I'm going to go see Boyhood, because I desperately want to see this movie. This seems to be the coolest thing ever. And then I realized it's almost 3 hours long. And I said, all right, well, that doesn't fit in my schedule. So I went and I saw something else. And then, but now I still really want to see this movie.
It's still out there. It's still
excellent.
Hanging around in theaters. It's really good. You've probably heard of it, I'm sure. It took 12 years to make. Richard Linklater wrote and directed it in collaboration with his actors, Patricia Arquette, Ethan Hawke, and the amazing Eller Coltrane. The kid who starts out, he's like 11 or something, and it follows him up through high school from, and it touches on, part of it is like this weird recap of American life for the last 12 years, what was and wasn't important, what did happen and what didn't happen. But you also see the dynamics of the family as it changes, and living with his single mom and then married mom and then single mom, who is Patricia Arquette. Should get an Oscar nomination for this. She's that good.
Well, it's incredible. I think we may have talked about this, interestingly enough, in 12 years, those two actors, Ethan Hawke and Rosemary Arquette, are sort of in the same place in their career. I mean, it's like a solid, good place in their career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it was a really good choice, because it isn't like one went sort of out of the heavens or died. You know, they're both very they're good working actors.
It's not like if you started it with Meg Ryan just before Proof of Life,
right? Exactly.
There you go.
And the other thing I wonder, and the first question I would have for the director is. Did you find that you needed to change the script, or was the script very solid 12 years ago and you stuck with it?
I think they did it episodically.
Okay.
I mean, I think they had an outline of where the story was going to go, but they went with the actors available and where they wanted to, and then it has all sorts of fun. Like they go to an Astros game and the Astros win that night. Which is unusual,
yes.
You know?
Right.
stuff like that, It's like, wow, they were there on the right night.
Who knew? It would seem to me this is an Oscar caliber film.
I would think so, yeah.
It's coming out early, but
it has that impact on you, that you should have, you're like, oh, this is about something.
What else? You also saw If I Stay,
which is based on the young adult novel, which I haven't read. Stars Chloe Grace Moretz as a teenager who's in an auto accident. Will she die? Will she live? It's up to her, I guess. She runs around like a ghost in a Twilight Zone episode, for she doesn't know that why anyone's not listening to her. And then, oh, I'm dead, or I'm not dead. It's really well aimed at teenage emotional megalomania, so it works on that level. But the only reason the movie worked for me is she's really good. She's a really good actress. I liked her a lot.
Excellent. What else?
Calvary.
Yeah, what is that?
Which is spectacular. It's Brendan Gleeson as an Irish priest, and he's in this tiny village in Ireland. And the first scene, one of his parishioners comes in and says, I'm going to kill you in a week because I was sexually abused as a child, and I'm going to kill a good priest because killing a bad priest wouldn't mean anything. So the whole week is just his interactions with his parishioners, and it's a really, really black comedy. And it's spectacular. Dylan Moran and Emmett Walsh is in it, and all sorts of good people. Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, good stuff.
It's really good.
All right. And finally,
The November Man, which is the new spy thriller starring Pierce Brosnan. Now, I don't know about you, but it always seemed like with the Bond movies, Roger Moore made too many and Pierce Brosnan didn't get to make enough. So this is him getting to make another spy movie. It's directed by Roger Donaldson, who's an old pro, and he's directed a lot of thrillers. And it's just a solid old school spy type thriller set mostly in Belgrade, but there's some scenes in Moscow and lots of action and, you know, reversals and...
And Pierce Brosnan is still,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
young enough to pull that off.
He's young enough to pull. Well, he's supposed to be the old guy, you know.
Okay, so he's pulled back, the grizzled veteran.
Exactly.
Excellent. What else do we have before us here? We start to I assume usually when we talk about this time, we're kind of down gearing summer, and then you have that little lull before fall.
Exactly. You know, it's like we're winding down the summer stuff, and then in 2 weeks, you know, everything starts coming on with the fall. It's the last weekend at PS21 in Chatham, and as traditional with them, Parsons Dance is coming to perform for two nights, Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday from noon to 8:30 p.m. in Ravenna, New York. It's the Train Festival, a.k.a. 100th Anniversary Celebration. So they're gonna, it's like a carnival, and then they're going to have fireworks and... If it rains, it's going to be Sunday. And then also Saturday, Jorma Kaukonen, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist,
yes,
is going to be at Helsinki Hudson, and that should be spectacular. Also Saturday and Sunday, the Iroquois Indian Festival will be at the Iroquois Indian Museum in Howe's Cave, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. Kids activities, nature demonstrations, early technology, traditional Iroquois dance and performances and storytelling. Something for the whole family. And then Saturday through Monday, it's the big Spencertown Academy Festival of Books. And they're having various author panels. There's one with women mystery writers. There's the New York State Poets going to be there. And then they have this massive used book sale that goes on for three
Good
days.
Good stuff, yeah.
And then Sunday afternoon at the Hyde Collection in the Helen Froelich Auditorium in Glens Falls, the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company will perform. They've been doing a workshop with kids this week, so the kids are also going to be in the performance, and it's going to sort of, part of the performance is going to reflect the interaction with the exhibit Larry Kagan, Lying Shadows, which is those amazing sculptures that cast the shadows on the wall.
Right. So you see a weird collection of metal, and then you put light on it, and it's a cowboy.
Exactly.
It's very cool.
It is, and that's Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. And then, as the lead-in music suggested... Sunday night's back, The Great Steely Dan. I know. I had to listen to this thing 2 weeks ago where my boss was talking about how he's reached the point in life where he's decided he doesn't have to listen to Steely Dan anymore. Well, and yeah. I was nice about it and didn't say anything, but I still like them.
We were excited about Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to Ray, a huge Steely Dan fan, and was saying that, so this is a show that started out, I guess, as a amphitheater-only show and then now has gone to the lawn, so that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So good for them.
And they're I saw them like four years ago, and they still put on a terrific show. And then new movies, also winding down. We have Land Ho, which is an independent film about a couple old American geezers. Presumably they're rich, and they fly off to Iceland to find their groove. It's got a lot of indie buzz.
Excellent.
And then we have the horror movie, As Above, So Below, in which, you know, it's like the Blair Witch Project in the catacombs under Paris, and they're looking for something, and they find the gates of hell. And I would think that would be more likely to be found in Paris, Texas, than in Paris, France, but that's just me.
Who knows where the gates of hell really are, Sean?
Exactly.
We don't really know. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. And then so it's sort of an end of summer. And...
It's the end of summer. You know, we got 2 weeks and then the Albany Symphony is back. So we're back into fall.
The maestro will be here in mere moments to tell us what is happening.
How about that?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
What a perfect way to wrap up our segment here. You're in on it, man. thank you very much for being here. As always, we look forward to having you here next week, and then there'll be lots more stuff to talk about because it'll be after Labor Day, and all hell will break loose.
You're welcome. Looking forward to it.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.